7:45 in the morning. It smells like teen spirit. No, it smells like TDM. 18 bottles of wine, 8 minutes. Can it be done? Never has been tried, but we will accomplish it today on a Friday.
I love the fact that you started at 7:30 drinking.
No, you handed me the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no way in 8 minutes we could do 18 bottles of wine. I mean, that's like your old days at the Fox.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're
Thank
welcome.
You very
much. Yeah, yeah, Thank you're you. Welcome.
Really?
Thank you.
Well, so there's where we start. There's the starting point.
Back to the old Fox days, 1006 Richard Street.
It's no longer there.
Dude, that's like a tattoo on you. They never removed that from your soul. Thank you.
The only thing I took out of that entire experience is were a couple of bags of cash. That was it. From the suit. That was it. The only way I could... listen, boys, I heard you. Thank you for playing the Nirvana. We'll tell you why, because there's a great documentary out there called Montage of Heck that's going to have a show this Monday night. It's the best movie of the weekend. Simple as that. But you were talking about your mom's and just the relationship with your mom and your dad and everything. And my father was a game warden, and I had to phone him one day from Red Deer, Alberta, and say, Dad, I'm going to leave the RCMP. To do what? I'm going to be a disc jockey, Dad. And he hung up and didn't talk to me for a year. My relationship with the family was always through my mom. I loved her. I loved this woman.
They back you, man.
To this day.
Yeah.
To this day. And I really think about her most when I fly. When I get up into the sky and I'm just so flying, and I say, you get all choked up. Could I have some apple juice, please?
Yeah. You have the mum dreams? You ever have the mum dreams? She wakes into your dreams? She ever come into your dreams?
In my day dreams, not in my night dreams.
I've had so real, like night dreams so real where she's there and we're having a conversation and it's just like it's surreal, and when you wake up it's like it's just like it happened and you believe it, and she came down just to spend a little time with you.
That's vivid.
Yeah, it's very vivid. Very vivid.
Dave?
No, we were talking about this earlier. My best memory of my mother was she was the great referee me and my dad.
I think everybody can relate to that. Somebody had to be common sense here and keep things going. But for that year, my mom was my referee.
Yeah.
What's that say about us men?
The testosterone has kicked in. That's what it means. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to grow through that in your teens if you're going to be a man. I mean, that's what you do.
But
all of a sudden, it's about challenging authority.
Well, it is totally about it's all precious bodily fluids. You know that. But it also means if you really got your smarts on, you do not be your dad when you grow up. Don't pass on that crap to your kids.
Break the chain.
Be a better dad.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to challenge
yourself.
There you go. All right, so some movies here. Kurt Cobain had an indelible mark on music, of course, and they finally got together and did a documentary with all of the footage, all the music that they had about Kurt Cobain, the real Kurt Cobain, not the one that the media gave us. And same with Courtney Love. And there's some great conversations with Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic
His daughter had a lot to do with this.
She
movie.
Was the producer.
Yeah.
She got all of the footage together to make it happen. It's an amazing film. And the most amazing thing is you're about 45 minutes into it when all of a sudden their first live great sound system. This is London, England, first time through. All of a sudden, everything comes out of the speaker. Everything's been tinny up at that point because it's all home movies. When they finally hit stage, and it just washes over you. It's unbelievable. So watch for the screenings. I think it's over at the old Tinseltown, whatever, the Cineplex, the Odeon. And it's Montage of Heck, okay? The other rock and roll movie, actually, that's out there now is Lambert and Stamp. It's a doc on the managers of the Who literally found these guys as the High Numbers, got them to rename themselves the Who, which was their original name, and then created this band. They were going to make a film. They were going to make a documentary so that they could build this band up and then destroy it, literally have it fall apart, which is what happened. But it's a very bizarre film. If you're a Who fan, you want to go see it just for the footage alone. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I spent some time with the bass player, who's no longer with us.
John Entwistle.
We were in a room in Winnipeg, and he had his bar band that was going around, and they're all near death. Yeah. And they were doing some stuff there on the table. And I looked. I said, wow, this guy is really into it. So he kept saying, anyways. So what's it like traveling? I mean, you've done live at Leeds, and you're here now. And it must be weird. You're in a bar in Winnipeg. I just stopped. I just went, I'm out. I have no idea what you're talking about.
They were all like that. Keith Moon was like that. Moon was crazy. Oh. Moon was crazy, but a great band live. I saw them. I was with the Guess Whom. I saw them in London. I think it was Pictures of Lily was the single they just released. And Pete Townsend left his guitar in the ceiling of the club, strummed the last chord, and they all walked off. The drums were shambled. It was everything. But I went and saw him 2 or 3 days later, and he was repairing the guitar, lovingly repairing the guitar. It was a great story. The other one is Hot Pursuit. You've seen the trailer for Hot Pursuit.
Reese Witherspoon. Yeah.
That's all you need to see. Really.
That's the movie.
Yeah. If you go, by the way, stay for the outtakes because they're much funnier than the movie.
Did you like The Wild? Or Wild?
Yes, I did. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of a very, it's an awakening film.
Yeah, if she could have pulled this movie back and just gone straight to a video release, I'm sure she would have been happy with it because it's a step back for Reese Witherspoon. Although, and I can't knock it. It's a buddy film. It's two women. Women can do buddy films. They can, but they can't have guys write their lines for them, okay? The other thing is, this movie was done way, way better in 1988, Midnight Run, with Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin and Dennis Farina.
Ah,
that movie.
Yes, that movie. That
movie
was
worked.
Funny.
That was
funny.
You can pick that movie up in any spot in the dialogue and still laugh your brains out because it's funny. The other movie is Far From the Madding Crowd, which is a brilliant a book set in Dorset in 1870. Julie Christie had the lead when they first did this movie in 1967 with Terrence Stamp, who's Chris Stamp's brother, Peter Finch and Alan Bates. And it's an amazing film. I would highly recommend it. I really liked it. Although there's some things that don't make it so compelling, but Far From the Madding Crowd with the one and only Mulligan young lady. She's the one. She's why you go to see this thing. Right. Carrie Mulligan, Bathsheba Everdeen is who she's playing. It's really cool.
So you don't want to go do the zombie movie with Schwarzenegger, the Maggie thing.
When it comes out, I might go,
it's a limited release. Though, so.
Yeah, that's right, too.
Okay, bunch of zombies.
So that's it. It's kind of weird stuff. Tasting Room Radio, by the way. I'm talking to 15 Narragansett wineries Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on 1410.
Hence the 18 bottles here today.
Exactly that,
sir. In 8 minutes.
And I'm going to bring you the whites next week, okay? The other 32 whites, just for fun.
Okay. Sounds good.
This is Naysayer. It's a Cab Franc from Elephant Island, who normally make fruit wine. Naysayer is a 2179. The La Friends Pinot Noir, the reserve, is absolutely brilliant. I think it was $35.
Liked it.
Oh, man.
Very good.
And then his next-door neighbor, the Suspect Series from Misconduct, is the Syrah Cabernet.
My favorite this morning right there.
Right?
Right there.
And it comes in at $44. And by the way, it's a 2009. He's the only one that I know of that holds his big reds back for a couple of years.
Huh.
You know? You could be selling them and making money. So that's it's Naramata, all Naramata, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at 1410.
You actually got a couple of minutes here.
To do what? Drink?
Well.
You need to encourage him?
What
really?
Do you want? What do you
want to try? Syrah.
The Syrah Cabernet.
Yeah,
Dave,
thank you very
Dave,
much.
Dave, have some coffee.
I've got to get some more tea.
So what's a big plan for Mother's Day? What are you doing? Do you celebrate? Does mom, you take the mother of your children out? How does that work?
We gather.
You gather.
We gather. You're we gathered. Gather in various forms. We try to make it a total family event, and we say thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Another story. I was a ballroom dancer when I was in my teens.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, it was.
Do you have any pictures?
Yes. Well, you don't want to see those.
Have you ever seen pictures?
Anyway.
No.
I went to the Evelyn Edgett School of Dance with my sister.
Wow.
And for 3 years, it took a lot of abuse at school when the kids were all going to go play hockey and baseball. And where are you going? I'm going to Evelyn Edgett School of Dance. I'm going to learn how to do the foxtrot, the rumba, the cha-cha.
Wow.
But it all came to one point where my mom and dad were celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. And I flew back from Toronto. I was doing mornings there. And they had a big band, and they cleared the floor. And my mom said, she said, she just extended her hand, and I said, she loved the foxtrot. So her and I, the floor was empty, and her and I did the foxtrot around the room. So those 3 years that I put in with all the frickin' abuse I took to be a ballroom dancer paid off on that one moment, and I'll never forget it. And she looked at me, and that was, you know, that was the thing that I remember most.
Have you ever seen him dance?
No.
Dave, you ever seen this?
Well, not officially dance.
No, but like at the...
tap
like,
dance,
like at the
yes.
staff
Does
parties
that count?
And things?
No.
Yeah, well, not only that, but, you know, I did win some awards, too, as a matter of fact. Wow. So I do have medals. Yeah.
That's probably why you're not in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
That's probably... They're not going to put me in there because I was a ballroom
There'll
dancer.
There'll be no broadcast... No ballroom dancers.
No ballroom None of that dancers. Here. No. Outs. Anyway, we got to go.
By the way, I have my favorite line from Midnight Run. Everybody has a favorite line. Charles Grodin, who won't shut up. He's in a bus, and they're trying to get him back to Chicago or the coast or whatever, and De Niro's sitting there, and Grodin won't shut up. So finally, De Niro says, I got two words for you. Shut the F up. I love that. I love that line. Ah, yes. One of the great bands of all time, The Who. God bless them. There's still a couple guys left. This is Who Are You? Everybody should play this today. Well, I'll get out of the way and let you play it. Listen to this. This is Who Are You? Have a good weekend.
Who are you? 756. Guest on the show. Show up on the C&D Logistics Hotline, just like TDM. If your business needs to ship freight, leave the logistics to C&D Logistics. It could be like vats and cases of wine. Check them out, cdlogistics.ca. I want my Minnesota.